Faculty at the Florida Mental Health Institute here at USF did a study in which they identified some system of care grant sites around the country. Over a number of years, they asked six of the sites to identify families that had participated in a wraparound intervention and had made considerable progress. They interviewed the parents and some of the providers to find out what it was in their judgment that made a difference. What they concluded was that it was a strong bond between families and providers that appeared to be critical. Whether the providers were case managers, therapists, parent advocates, or other staff, these bonds were critical. Providers build trust and confidence by listening carefully to what families identified as their primary needs and treated family members as full partners in the treatment process, focusing on their strengths rather than on their deficits. Families had the most glowing things to say about having somebody who wouldn't blame them, somebody who listened to them, and having somebody who was accessible to them. So again, these were families who had kids who had problems for extended periods of time. We may not have the technology and expertise to totally eradicate their problems. However, we should create the systems that allow us to provide some supportive ears and eyes to work with the families and the youngsters so that together we can develop the best individualized interventions that we can. Mark Greenberg from Penn State University did a study to examine what it takes for interventions to be effective. He looked at the characteristics of a number of interventions. What he found was that effective interventions are comprehensive, flexible, and responsive to the needs of the participants. Again, this is consistent with Lee Shaw as well as with the tenets of wraparound. They view children in the context of broader ecologies, their families, their schools, their neighborhoods, their churches, and their communities. They link with other systems of support and intervention. There's a major emphasis on bringing in natural supports. Those could be coaches, teachers, ministers, extended family, friends, and neighbors. That helps to ensure that they can produce and sustain the impact over time. They are also operated by people with a commitment and intensity to their work and a clear sense of mission. This becomes partly that selection factor in our implementation model a couple of weeks ago, where we saw how important it is to select the right people. And in many cases, it may be more important to select the people who have had that kind of commitment and intensity to their work, even if their skill training may not be quite as high as some others. The training we may be able to provide. We may not be able to train them to have that kind of passion about the work. Effective family-centered services are based upon quality staff with effective models of training and ongoing technical assistance in coaching.